Last night I was surfing the channels, and it was funny to see a show called Haircut Night in America, hosted by our old friend Jerry O'Connell and his wife Rebecca Romaine. Let's welcome back to the show, it's Jerry O'Connell. Jerry, how are you, brother?
What is going on? Good morning.
Jerry, I saw part of it last night. I have the rest on DVR, and people can watch it on demand, but you were doing your wife's hair. Can you do hair?
You're going to see, I come pretty close to ruining my wife's hair, ruining it. So you're going to feel pretty good after watching Haircut Night in America.
Are you a hair guy? I know you have two twin daughters, you have a wife, so three females at home. Are you working on hair, on your daughter's hair?
I am not a hair. With my daughters, I do what I refer to as the dad pony, which is just you grab as much as you can, you pull it up, and then you throw a little like scrunchie over that. That's what we call a dad pony in our house. I'm not really good at hair at all.
Isn't it funny, the shows that we're seeing nowadays? I mean, we're seeing hair shows on TV to help people with their hair.
Well, I think everybody's on lockdown. I mean, nobody can leave. I mean, what are we going to do? There's slots to fill on television. It's got to happen. You know, my wife and I, when they came to us to host Haircut Night in America, my initial thought was, wow, Chrissy Teigen and John Legend must have said no to this. And then my second thought was, this is really funny. You know, my wife has been complaining about specifically hair and also manicure pedicures. Maybe that'll be the next special, the Manicure Night in America.
Well, I was going to ask you, are we going to see a series in this? Does it start with hair, then mani-pedis, and some other things?
Mani-pedi, then masseuse night in America.
Or skins, exfoliating.
Yeah, maybe facial night in America. Yeah, maybe this will be the start of a whole new thing. This is great. This will be like the Real Housewives franchise.
I like that. We're talking with Jerry O'Connell. You know, I had Jennifer Aniston's colorist on the show, Michael Canale, who was just absolutely great. But he said the worst thing anyone can do is color their own hair at home. It's such a bad idea.
Well, that's unfortunately what I do to my wife's hair in Haircut Night in America. And let's just say he was probably right in saying that. I'm sad to say my wife and I have announced we will be getting a divorce. That's the sad ending to Haircut Night in America.
Oh, stop it. Don't even joke about that. Just cut it out.
I'm kidding.
You know what? Michael Canale also said that cutting a guy's hair is pretty easy. You cut in a square, then you smooth out the top sides. My wife has been cutting my hair during the quarantine, Jerry, and she grew up cutting her two brothers' hairs, and their friends used to come over. So she never formally went to school, but she learned on the job to cut hair, and it's not bad.
No, it sounds like your wife is self-taught and has some skills, and there's some raw talent there.
Did your wife cut your hair during the quarantine?
My wife did cut my hair for this show, and my wife, unlike your wife, has had no experience doing it, but that didn't stop her from really enjoying putting those clippers on high and getting in there. I do have to say, as the person who was getting their hair cut, the clippers sounded like some sort of gardening tool on the back of my head.
Well, you know, don't you one guard your chest? Aren't you manscaping with that thing?
Just my back, not my chest. I like some hair on my chest. I don't like it on my back.
Are you sure you're not Lebanese with back hair?
I am not. I'm Irish, Italian, and Polish, but I do get a lot of it, especially in the lower back, but that's for another CBS special.
Wow. We're talking with Jerry O'Connell. I got to tell you, I love Showtime's Billions with Damian Lewis and Paul Giamatti. You were on that show playing a billionaire. I think, gosh, what was your name in the show? I can't even remember.
Birch. Stephen Birch.
That's right, Birch. I loved you in that role. I loved the show Billions. I mean, was that a stretch for you playing a billionaire?
Financially, yes. It's so fun to be on a set with Damian Lewis and Paul Giamatti. And I've been lucky enough to have storylines with Paul Giamatti and Damian Lewis. And it's just so fun to be on set with those two. They're just such great actors. And it's just a real treat. It's really cool.
People forget that Damian Lewis has a British accent. I mean, he is not from America.
No, I mean, he's playing a guy from Queens as well. So that's how good he is as an actor.
Man, and Paul Giamatti. How much do you love that guy?
They're legends. And I'm telling you, they're just so amazing. When you're just on set watching them work, it's a real treat. I mean, it's just as an actor, that's what you do it for, you know?
Well, you were on, I think, the second season. They brought you back 2 years ago. Are we going to see you again?
You're not going to see me this season. The one that's currently airing. I know
right.
it's the new season. I think it's season four this season.
Okay. I just love it. We're talking with Jerry O'Connell. I got to mention, we have two things in common. We were both hyperactive kids. Our teachers said that we couldn't sit still in class. You had that problem.
Sure. Sure. I mean, I think it's called ADHD now. But yeah, back in our day, they called it hyperactivity. Sure.
Well, when you did the movie Stand By Me, I either saw this or read this. Rob Reiner said, we want you to be active. You got to start moving, man. You got to move.
They said I was hyperactive and I was always getting in trouble in school. And I found out when I was doing Stand By Me, that sort of energy was not only allowed on a movie set, it was celebrated. So, I mean, I've really figured at a young age, like, I should probably be acting. It's the only place I won't keep getting sent to the principal's office.
That's why I got into radio, because I always like to talk in class. So here we are, you and I talking together. This is nice.
There you go. Why not make money doing it?
Yeah. And the second thing we have in common is we're both married to supermodels.
Awesome. We're in an exclusive club.
Woo!
That's what I love about us is we just, we went right to the top.
Yeah, I have to say that because my wife is listening. By the way, my wife loves you for some reason. I don't get it. Maybe it's the hair. Maybe it's because you're always happy. What is it with you?
I don't know. I mean, maybe she's just into hyperactive dudes. She married you. She
right.
likes me. I
yeah.
mean, maybe that's her thing.
What's it like at your house? I mean, do you have a typical American house? You got two girls. How old are they? They're 11, right?
11 years old. During the quarantine, there's typically been a lot of, how do I say this, like fighting. We've been fighting.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's been a lot of, yelling
mm-hmm.
at each other.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we have a good time. We have a lot of animals. We have a fun time, you know. And during the quarantine, because my kids are 11, they're sort of at that age where they're old enough to, like, make a scrambled egg if they want one, but they're young enough to enjoy being at home during this quarantine. It's actually been, dare I say, kind of fun.
Do they have phones yet?
They do not have phones.
Oh,
we've
boy.
Been really, it's been a big fight because all their friends have phones.
Oh, yeah.
Every single one of them. And they're the last ones. And, you know, my wife and I read some study or something where kids who have phones, they just like something with their attention spans, and we're really trying to keep the phones out of their hands. But I got news for you. I don't know how much longer I can deal with them complaining about wanting phones. I don't know if I can take it anymore.
Jerry, what are they, in the fifth grade?
They're in the fifth grade. They've been getting homeschooled, obviously, for the last 2 months while we've been in this quarantine.
Right.
And I've been homeschooling them, so they might have to repeat the fifth grade. We don't know yet.
My son is a freshman, but I remember at the end of fifth grade, we finally caved because he was one of the last ones to get a phone. It's tough. And once they get it,
yeah.
you got to monitor and you got to have screen time. It just never ends, Jerry. This parenting thing. What, are you mowing the lawn right now?
No, I had to come down to the end of my driveway because I just had to get out of the house. I was so excited to talk to you this morning. I ran out of the house in my underwear to have something to do.
Oh, boy.
I haven't had anything to do the last 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And a large truck just drove past.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Got it. Well, I was saying that it's tough being a parent. No one gives you a parental guide.
Yeah, but we wouldn't trade it for anything in the world.
I agree. I'm with you. I love being a dad. It's one of the greatest jobs ever. It really is.
How's your homeschool going?
Charlie McMurray ended freshman year yesterday, and Jerry, the McMurray motto was finish strong, and he did.
Well, I got to imagine that everything's pass-fail now, right?
I don't know how that works. He doesn't get his report card until the next 2 weeks, so we'll find out.
I'm not an educator, and shout out to all the educators. I love everybody, but like, they better just be given pass fails now. Come on.
And God bless the teachers.
God.
How much of a pain in the butt has it been for them?
They're very helpful. We're very appreciative of our kids' teachers and all the teachers out there.
I'm with you. Haircut night in America. Did you get a haircut?
My wife gave me a haircut, and my wife became possessed with those clippers. I mean, possessed. Oh,
they always cut too much. Jerry O'Connell. Jerry, you're the best, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on.
Let me just a quick piece of advice for Haircut Night in America. If you're going to cut your own hair at home, remember, if you cut less, you can always cut more, but it's very difficult to grow that hair back. So please cut less.
Okay. Jerry O'Connell,
that's your advice for today.
That's
our PSA. See ya, and congrats to your son finishing freshman year.
Thanks, man. Continued success. Haircut Night in America. You can grab it on demand on CBS. Thanks, brother.
See ya.